Okay, so today is okay. So today is April 25th, and we just finished watching season 1, episode 19 of SEAL Team.
We sure did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we done did.
We did it.
We watched the whole episode.
Yeah.
Ray's gonna get in big trouble.
I don't think so. Spoiler alert, but like I feel like they're gonna let him off the hook.
Come on, guys, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
First
order of business: how did episode 18 do in the ratings?
Oh, yeah, man. You got those.
Well, first order of business is a little bit different today because we already know that Takedown was the best SEAL Team episode ever. But do we know why? Holly Dale, famed director of Durham County, for which she won a 2008 Gemini for Best Direction in a Dramatic Series.
Gemini.
Motherfucking Gemini. So we got a Canadian director who's her Wikipedia page is insane. Yeah.
Okay.
Impressive.
Which episode was that?
That was the last one we just watched. That was today's episode. Yeah.
Today's episode.
So, Credible Threat was last week's, and it did all right. Last week's episode, Credible Threat. We'll do the ratings for that one now. I was still too excited about the Canadian.
I see.
So, episode 19 was directed by a Canadian.
Yeah.
A Canadian woman?
Yeah.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's directed, a lot of, similar shows. Like, she's done SWAT, some of SEAL Team's competition.
I think we should follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, probably.
If we can find her.
Loved you in Durham County. Great episode of SEAL Team. So, Credible Threat did standard SEAL shit. So, 1% of all TVs and 4% of active TVs and 6.5 million total views. So, nothing special. It's kind of depressing.
It's flatline seemingly.
Nobody else is watching. It's just kind of, but hopefully Holly can get some people in there. And the thing is, I was looking on my Amazon Prime United States thing, and you can get CBS All Access attached to it, and SEAL Team on the popular shows is number 10.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Out of all CBS shows or out of
the popular CBS shows.
Yeah.
So SWAT is in front of them and some other cop show. So there's two cop shows ahead of them. Nobody loves the SEALs. No.
They love SEALs. They love the SEALs.
Yeah, they love the SEALs. Okay, so time to really get into it, right?
Yeah.
Put our teeth into this episode.
So they set up, they're doing fake raids. Pretending to look for the assassin to kind of flush out the person who...
But before we go to that, I guess, I clued into something during the recap. When they're... Because they're, shoving that drill bit in their face throughout the whole recap, so they're obviously they're going to bring in the soil stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that drill bit, that's just a standard wood drill bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and I googled, stone drill bits, and they're completely different. You wouldn't use a wood drill bit to drill oil samples.
I think he's just drilling into this the actual earth of the tunnels. All those tunnels are just dug out. They're not blasted out. They're just dirt. So I think he could have easily just grabbed some soil off the wall.
He decided to drill in,
but.
Okay, as long as we can all agree that that drill bit's ridiculous.
I would also to say, if that drill bit was sent in for testing, they would have, taken a solvent or whatever and, wiped it down and removed whatever was on it.
Not necessarily. They would have swabbed it and put it in, a vial for spectrometer. They wouldn't have wiped the whole drill bit clean, necessarily.
You don't think so?
Not necessarily.
I wouldn't.
You would have, Adam? Well, that's why I don't want you handling my drill bits.
I just think it's if it's only surface level, it's going to be it's going to be relatively small.
It'll be small, but it'll show up.
And if you find nothing, then do you swab another area or what? Like,
yeah, I would swab multiple areas on the bit, sure. But I wouldn't, like, destroy the whole bit's, like, evidence, like, why would you do that?
Okay, so they swab it.
Well, like, why would you need the stuff later?
They send it back to her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just to do like, a hey, secondary grab check.
It, sample this shit, and then they take the shit off, and then they sample it. They probably would have cleaned all the shit off to get a proper sample.
No, well, no. Yeah. You probably don't need to clean the whole thing off to get a proper sample. You would try it, and if you got a good sample, good. And then all of a sudden you go back, and you're like, oh, actually, we should do it again, just for confirmation that stronger evidence. Multiple independent tests. That's just basic statistics.
You know what? We should find out how do people test drill bits for rare earth minerals.
I think what I've learned today is I don't want any of you guys touching my drill bits.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief.
That's not racist to me. How about you?
You're a drill bit.
Yeah.
You want to be able to send it away to three different independent researchers?
More, if possible. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I actually feel like we're getting it. We could talk about this drill bit stuff throughout the whole thing because it comes up a few times and it's always a bunch of
bullshit. I don't think we're going to talk about this nearly as much as S belts, though.
Bomb belts!
Okay. So
the dog should totally bark less is my thing.
I agree, but it was a loud breach and entry.
Yeah,
I thought it was the same thing.
So maybe it was like a terror campaign, you know, they're terrorizing the occupants of that house.
Also,
wanted to make everyone really scared.
Yeah.
They make a little joke about how the interpreter...
That's Beardo's joke.
No, but the interpreter said, like, something. Oh,
if I wanted to be thought of a terrorist, I'd go work in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then Beardo's like, shut your mouth or put the hood back on you. And they're all like, ha ha ha. And then Beardo's like, ha ha.
If I want to spend my life pretending to be a terrorist, I would move to Hollywood.
Hey, listen, quit your whining or I'm going to put that bag back on your head.
Dude, so funny.
Yeah, it's true, though.
The thing is that that guy is a Hollywood actor working in Hollywood, and he is
playing.
He's in a show that is filled with a
bunch of terrorists,
right?
Yeah.
That are Hollywood actors.
And so I got a question here, which is again like from that scene, and I don't claim to understand Afghani culture or how they do things on the streets, but it seems like when they're at night on the streets, the men of the town hang out near barrel fires like hobos in North America with, like, just, like, big drum fires with holes in the drums, and they're, like, warming up by, like a drum fire. And then all the streets are lit with, like, drum fires. There's just, like, a big oil drum and fire.
That's right.
Is that real? It just seems, like, so stupid.
I don't know, it seems kind of.
Yeah, I'd imagine... It's probably, there are places that do that, like there's a couple streets maybe, but overall I would say it is not a standard evening activity.
I looked up Afghanistan drum fire, and the only one I found was on a military base where like SEAL-like guys are hanging out by a drum fire.
Would it be called a drum fire? Maybe it would just be called like street gathering fire. Something.
It almost seems like that, like in the show, that's their street lights, just like a old oil drum.
Maybe they're also the cook stoves. So you put a grate over top of that, you cook your food, and then afterwards you just chill around the fire and chat.
Maybe the scene was just like a bunch of like vagrants, like that's what it like echoed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the writers or the set design must just think Afghans are a bunch of vagrant hobos.
Maybe.
That's the play I read on it.
Okay. So then...
Trashkanistan.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible place.
One thing I noticed when they got back to base after their fake raids, Davis says something about having vodka. And right. Sunny's like, yeah. Oh, you got vodka?
Yeah,
she's like,
Jones.
No.
No.
But it's, okay, oh, how do you have beer and not vodka?
Well, it's a Muslim country.
Yeah, but...
They're brewing the beer on base.
Oh,
it's the
right.
Air Force, oh, the hipsters Force. In the Air Force. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she's just handing out, like, post-operation waters so they can hydrate. Yeah. They're not, like, meant to get all shit-faced yet.
Right.
But that's the only thing that Jay would drink. He's like, no fucking one for me, bitch. I want some goddamn
no vodka.
You
want vodka.
Well, you know, vodka in Slavic, the word is very much like water.
Oh, true.
Hmm. And doesn't Jay know that alcohol doesn't
And there are a lot of Slavs in Philadelphia.
Oh, true. They love those hockey teams.
Do you think people in their personal effects are allowed to bring in up to a certain weight amount? Like, they can bring in hard alcohol, or is it just not allowed?
I don't know. It's probably, like, technically, like, illegal in the country, maybe. No. But, like, on base, you know, they
can do whatever they want. It's like, yeah.
And so they go and they get the water, and then Donald Draper's wife is chatting at them, and I notice she's wearing extremely tight pants.
Those are too tight. Those are way too tight.
I didn't notice
that. Tight
black pants.
Yeah,
her phone outline is very visible in them.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I... And then she yanks the phone
stretchy.
Out with her two fingers, like, very awkwardly...
Hey, that's how I get my phone out.
I didn't notice.
But are you in a war zone, Adam?
Oh no.
In a hot war zone at that, and the pants are black. She's just like, I don't know. It looks ridiculous.
It's air conditioned all in the in her offices.
This is outside by a barrel fire.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And then they're throwing darts at each other's feet.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole knife thing. That was insane.
No, you skipped ahead. She meets the
Wasn't it
vice
throwing knives?
First.
They were throwing knives everywhere
no,
this episode.
Listen
what, did
to
we
what
skip
Richard her? Has to say.
You missed. She meets with the vice reporter first.
Mm-hmm.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did
she
they talk about?
She him the name of the assassin.
Oh, right. Yeah. And?
It was a really boring scene.
I agree.
But it happened.
The reporter thinks he's being played, which he is. But,
yeah. Spoiler alert.
But the one really interesting thing, so there's no vodka in this military base, but there's lots of ketchup and mustard and red and yellow bottles. They're sitting all over the tables. You can see them strewn. So it was like the only other set design except for pancakes and then
and bacon.
Bottles of ketchup.
He also had bacon.
Well, I think the sausage, so maybe they're putting mustard on their sausages. I think there was a
Well, he had bacon on his plate.
He had bacon?
I
thought he had a little bit of sausage.
Say, I smell bacon. Does anyone else smell bacon?
Yeah, I definitely smell a pork product of some type.
You know what I've never done, but all I want to do now is put mustard on my bacon.
Oh.
Why are you guys talking about bacon? What's going on?
The reporter was eating bacon. You brought up the reporter. I brought up the part of the scene that I enjoyed.
Okay. So another thing that we skipped before the darts at the feet, which darts at the feet was great. Of
the
course.
What?
Darts at feet.
So what?
Great.
I thought it was. I thought it was dart or knives. Okay, so
it was no.
No.
Jay
still
rolls
has to stick
up.
A knife
Jay
in
rolls
table.
Up on Beardo and jabs
yeah.
a knife in the table like a fucking dick. And I thought
yeah.
they were throwing. I thought they were
that's,
throwing.
That's
knives.
During the briefing, but then after
yeah.
they're in the man cave. They're in
and
their
then what about when he
cave.
Throws the fucking knife
they're
at Beardo?
They're throwing darts.
That
darts.
Was a dart. Oh
no! At the beginning, it's a knife that he sticks
yeah.
into the table, and then afterwards they're throwing darts.
But you guys, before that, there's a scene that we missed, which. Is when they're negotiating with the guys with the fake with the cell phone of the dead assassin.
Yeah.
Okay.
With like,
but they're
with
typing it
Carl,
into
Carl like
the
typing for.
Yes.
Was that before that?
It was before that, and this is something that happened. So we all know that Clay is the interpreter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other day, Ray had to say, had to go and save that girl, and he had to say, how do you say he's mine, right?
Right.
He didn't know how to say he's mine. All of a sudden, Ray...
But that's later. Ray's
no,
going to accuse.
No, just now. So Clay is sitting at the computer.
Uh-huh.
A text comes in. Ray reads it. He says what it says.
He's a fast learner.
No,
maybe
Ray.
He's
Ray
good
speaks.
At reading, but
I don't
speaking.
Remember what language he speaks, but he doesn't like Clay speaks a different language than him, I think, or
yeah,
like dialect or something.
Yeah.
Because like even in this episode, Ray doesn't know how to say anything when he's in the tea shop. He just
nods
all
the
time.
He knows. He's confident enough to go in there and say it.
No, yeah, he goes in there because he's just like, fuck it.
But people buy it. They're like, oh, this guy speaks the language. Yes, I'll bring you the thing you want.
Yeah, you just go in and you sit down and they bring you the shit. And all he nods and says, he says, Assalamu alaikum. That's the only thing he says when he walks in.
No, he orders.
He says more than that.
But that's later. So I want this later because I want to get back to the man cave. Because this was one of my favorite scenes when I considered the video game that Beardo and Trucks are playing.
Yeah, what were they playing?
Okay. I think it's kind of like the beer. I think they can't show, like, real video games, so someone hacks together some sort of, like, play demo nonsense, and the graphics are, like, mid-90s era tech, and the bottom of the screen had a score, except it was all 0000, and it was an FPS, but there was no gun or shooting reticle, and there's Pac-Man music playing, and all of a sudden, an image of a well-dressed woman pops up in front of the screen, and Trux is like, get him. And then Beardo's like, yeah, got him. And there's an explosion on the face of the woman, and she falls over like a cardboard figure.
What?
And they're super... Yeah, it's very good, and they're super into it.
Sonny, get him.
Oh. Oh! Here we go.
Get him.
Got reload.
Almost.
I did not catch any of that, but that's pretty great.
Yeah, the video game is pretty good. That's it. It was about as good as Darts at the Feet. But it's their, like, man cave, and they got, like, Gonzo on the walls and...
Right.
Douche Canal.
And so then this is when the CID guy comes in.
Yeah, they had the enemy posters all over.
Enemy poster?
Yeah,
anime
like
posters.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
It was like Queen of Diamonds, and it was this little like anime girl standing on a leg doing a little shoulder look. Classic shoulder look anime girl thing. Yeah, it's Jay.
Like, clearly underage.
It's named his daughter.
Yeah. That his nickname for his daughter is the Queen of Diamonds.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What else happens, Richard?
CID guy comes in, shows the video of the kid getting blown up.
Right.
His parents reported it, and then Ray is all just like, it was me, I did it. Bad throw. And right
did
at the end, Jay
see
says
how
that
Sonny was
he's
looking
got
at
back.
The boy when they first put it on the screen?
How what?
All
right. How what at the boy?
When they first start playing the video, like, there's a shot of Sonny's face, and he's like, yay! He's like, we get to see it. There's a boy on the screen. I love giving candy to boys. And then it's the kid dying in the end. It must have been really shocking for him.
I guess, like it's funny that they wouldn't prepare them for this, like, they're just like, check this out.
Do you know anything about this?
But I have a tasteless comment here where in the video, the little boy right before he's blown up is putting on a vest. So for all we know, that could be an S vest.
Yep, that's true.
Vindicating Ray. I think that might be the angle that they play later that vindicates Ray. And inadvertently he stopped to sell.
It's like they're like, oh, future terrorist in training. He's learning to put on a vest.
Maybe the vest just accidentally exploded and it wasn't his grenade at all.
Exactly.
Okay, I think that we were all initially predicting that another seal was going to be mm-hmm. injured, but instead, a innocent child was injured.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think for
unlike those criminal
a lot
children.
Of the viewers of this show, it's probably better. It is like, okay, and for all of Ray's compatriots.
Well, it's an innocent Afghani child.
Yeah, but it's way better for, they're like, it's not your fault, man, don't worry about it. But if he accidentally killed one of his friends.
It wasn't an accident. That's what they're playing it off. That's the fucked up part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an egocentric, self-centered, greedy.
Yeah.
Like,
he killed that kid.
He killed
yes.
that kid.
Yeah.
He did, and he knows it. And I think, but if, like, he had even accidentally, like, the same thing, they know what, like, the other people know what they know, and someone, one of their friends had died, they would not, I would say there would probably be a split over who supports Ray.
Well, if Ray
yeah.
killed one of the SEAL members, then the show would hang Ray. But in this situation, the show is going to vindicate him as like, yeah, war's tough, it's crazy, and Ray's going to have a few hard episodes and later be like, it's for the best.
I think he's probably going to come clean and face the consequences.
The consequences is jail.
Yeah, he's like, he'll be dishonorably discharged or whatever, and probably, mm-hmm. yeah,
just
like
a
he'll
disgrace,
be in jail for
disgrace.
A long time.
Like, the audience knows now that Ray has been a disgrace for a long time, and now the events have, like, exposed his, like, extremely unethical behavior to the murder of a small child. Like, I don't know how this could, like, ever wind up with Ray not facing consequences. This is, like, the righteous show.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I think from today is the results of this episode will give him an excuse.
For what?
Well, just getting shot. So now he can blame his shoulder on being shot, and then he'll just be able to weasel out of it.
He got shot in the chest plate, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
yeah.
He's like, oh, when I fell down, or when this, yeah. Like, he can totally pass it off as an injury sustained just in the last mission. And I think that's why he, like, he's behaving kind of irrationally, like, by just being like, yeah, sure, I'll go in there. I'll walk
kind
into
of,
this cafe
yeah.
and let some guy shoot at me, because as if he didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah. I do think he does have definitely an emotional breakdown at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, let's move on. Let's get talking about the other stuff. But, yeah, Ray, at that moment, I was, like, kind of surprised that the show did that, I guess.
Yeah. So, there's a planning scene.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of using a model, they used a satellite photo.
I saw that, yeah.
What a novel concept.
And also, was it trucks that was kind of like briefing them? I'm going to say trucks.
Yeah.
And as she's pointing to like where all this stuff was happening, no one's looking at what she's saying. Like, and they'll probably come out of here and no one's paying attention to what she's pointing at.
That's why you need the models.
Yeah, kind of. You need to engage their,
maybe.
You know, their crow-like minds.
I guess it's like a child.
Shiny things.
Okay.
Did you guys notice, this episode, Sunny says something smart, and they do Sunny's thing. And that's
yeah.
after episode upon episode of shitting on Sunny for being dumb.
And then,
they're like,
and then
you know
Clay...
what?
Well, his smart thing was a movie reference, reinforcing his character trait as a movie buff.
That's later.
Yeah.
Was it later?
No,
that was
just...
earlier on, actually, I think.
Oh. The Mafia reference?
Yeah.
That's
the Corleone. I have it written down, yeah. No.
Oh, okay. What clever Sunny thing
just
are you referring?
They're going to go grab the guy.
Yeah,
okay.
So Sunny comes up with he comes up with the idea, and they're like, good job, Sunny. Good plan. Let's do it. And that was it.
Sunny, sit. Sit. Sunny, sit. Good boy.
And Carl is
like,
if Sunny's going to keep planning, then I don't know if I want to keep going on these missions. Or something like that. I can't remember exactly what he said.
Okay, if Sunny's going to start doing all the op planning, then I'm gonna need to request a transfer.
I have hidden gifts there, Mr. Spencer.
What are you doing, man? That's Carl.
Yeah.
They are classic enemies.
There was a jab. So, then we get to meet the Asian doctor again.
Oh yeah, he sucks. Do you think they went for that beer?
No, definitely not. But he didn't ask again, which is a bit of a relief.
Don't choke on your sandwich, punk.
What is that?
That's what Jay says when he walks in. He's like, "You don't get so excited, and you'll choke on your sandwich." He yells at him.
Yeah, but he's like eating a sandwich. Jay walks in, and he's like, "Oh, you're not gonna believe!" Like,
or I think he just got super excited that Jay's coming into his office.
Yeah, he did. Like, Jay's just like, "Fuck at this dinner."
Well, he was excited at the results of the test.
No, he was, excited about Jay.
To tell
I agree. I think he's just super excited that Jay Dog's in his crib. He's like, "Dude, I had no, I got some Zimas."
Okay. So this is something about TV time.
Oh.
Right? I didn't. The first time I went there was last week. But okay. Someone on there was like, "Who is that actor?" And last week on the IMDb, it wasn't listed. But now they updated the IMDb, and it's James Hiro Yuki Liao. I don't know how to say it. But he played Roland Glenn in Prison Break. Did you guys watch Prison Break?
I never watched Prison Break.
And I did not.
I only watched like the first two episodes of Prison Break. But people hated his character.
Mm.
They really hated him. Yeah, so just thought you guys should know that.
So we should hate him too.
Spreading the hate.
I think it was a different character though. I think he was some sort of criminal who like ended up betraying one of the main characters or something. I don't know.
So they go on mission. They set up this thing to kind of like flush a guy out, right? And they put Ray into a Toyota Camry, late 80s model, I believe.
Yes, beautiful car.
And they roll in there, and they got like Overwatch.
I really, it sounded kind of strange when Jay yells, "Punch it."
Oh, yeah.
From the back seat. It's just kind of like, "Punch it!"
I do think Jay's got this Fred Durst thing. Yes. He's got this like machismo up front, and once in a while his true like voice and personality punches through, and is a shrill like prepubescent like neck beard.
So they grab the guy who made the drop, but that wasn't it, and then they find out that the big bad guy is doing Overwatch. They get a screen cap of
him. He looks straight up. He's like, "Oh, there's a drone."
Yeah.
He like sees the
drone. Maybe, probably like after.
Dun, dun, dun. He's got great eyes, that actor.
But like after the Americans grab the guy, he looks up. So it does make sense. Like,
he wouldn't look. He would know not to look up to not be identified.
I guess
he's just like, "What?" And then he like pretends to see
you.
You can't see those predator drones. They're so high up, you just don't see them.
This is where we get Sonny's analogy with the Godfather.
Mm. Oh, I see. That's true.
Right.
I have it in my notes here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. So we move past that.
Glad that we got the chronology correct, because that is the most important thing to me about this whole
podcast. One thing I'd like to mention right now is during that scene where Beardo makes his movie reference.
Mm-hmm.
The briefing room, I'm pretty sure, has lamps from HomeSense.
Oh.
I have seen those lamps recently in HomeSense.
For our American viewers, that would be the same thing as a TJ Maxx
or Thank Maxwell. You.
It's the same company. I guess listeners, not viewers.
I wonder if they're like standard show lamps, like the standard coffee pot or water jug.
Yeah, right.
That's in the court scenes all the time.
Or the newspaper. There's like a standard newspaper that everyone reads.
Mm.
Have you seen that one? There's
haven't seen that one, no.
Movies where they're all reading the same newspaper.
Lamps. Next scene. Ray is chatting with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, who's a total psycho, too.
Yeah,
She's worse than Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Ray's hurting, and she's pouring acid into his wound.
Yeah.
Don't you fucking tell me. Don't you fucking wreck this for me. Yeah.
But it's like, okay.
Yeah, so did she send him over? She knew the whole time.
She probably knew.
She knew that he had a bad shoulder.
And she sent him over for the money.
Yeah. She knew he didn't go to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
I think she was, didn't like, she get mad she at him at one point for not going to the doctor?
She did.
Yeah.
But I think she probably said
she knew that he was like no, he. She knew that he wasn't going to the doctor.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just need that sweet like what's it called subdivision money.
Yeah, so that they can get more porch lights.
Yeah,
you know?
Gotta get another SUV. Black truck. Well, why does Jay get a giant black truck, but Ray not?
Yeah, the Jay's Ray sleeping on their truck. Couch. Like,
yeah.
I don't get it. Okay, so she says this over like a kind of like a Skype type call, but obviously all of those calls are going to be monitored.
Probably. Eh, I don't know.
Like,
maybe.
How could they not be?
Yeah, they're probably recorded, but maybe not monitored.
You can't, like... Right, like, yeah, only if someone's...
Only in retrospect you could maybe, like, look it up.
Yeah, but still, like, you shouldn't say that shit over, like, a video like that.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyways, let's...
Oh, and I have this kind of, like, just kind of, like, musing comment here that I'm hoping that the season will end where Ray will have to arm wrestle the main terrorist on the last episode.
And it'll be like a shoulder thing.
It'll be a shoulder like climax.
Oh, we're gonna flip the switch.
What I do is I just try to take my hat and I turn it around, and it's like a switch that goes on. And when the switch goes on, I feel like another person. I feel like a truck, like a machine.
Well, with the S vest.
Yeah, they're both wearing S vests, and it'll be kind of like Deer Hunter with the Russian roulette.
There'll be a switch. There'll be a switch on either side.
Yes,
I like that. Which one goes off?
So they have like a bomb shield in front of them. Or something.
Yeah, totally bomb shield. Jay's gonna set all this up. He's gonna spend 2 weeks working on it.
the person with the like Ray's arm give. He's gonna have a disadvantage.
No, but he'll overcome his injury, and then he'll win against a terrorist, and then they'll have a nice funeral for the little boy that he killed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe.
So then,
that's the direction I'm going.
Next scene is Jay sitting down with the CIA lady,
Mandy.
Yes, Mandy. Don't
Amanda.
Oh,
so sleep is not a weakness.
Yeah,
they're always they have a lot of kind of like meetings with like kind of coffee being part of their like ritual meeting.
There's a lot about how they both work a lot. They both don't sleep. They're both always up
drinking coffee, and they're like, "Oh, what's coffee?" And then like
super hard workers.
And Jay will like smell the coffee. He's like, "This coffee's no good." And like, there's always like this like coffee is a big prop in their relationship.
I think that there's certain like whoever runs the props, they're like, "Oh, this is gonna make it authentic."
Yeah.
Okay, so this is another one. Up until this point, Mandy, I think, has always had a translator. She doesn't. Does she speak?
She speaks.
Does she?
Yeah, I think so.
Because when she's interrogating people, she always speaks in English.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I was confused.
And then she's all of a sudden typing on this magical laptop.
How is the laptop magical?
Because whoever reads it. Can read without there being any English on it. I don't know. She's like typing and like.
And can I say that at this point in the show, we've probably heard S belt like 5 times.
S belt?
S belt.
Well, it was S vest.
And S belt is his suicide belt.
Yeah, but they originally called it a bomb belt in the episode, and then they called it an S belt.
But do you know why you can't call it as a bomb belt?
Why?
Because saying bebelt just sounds like a stutter.
But it could be like bee belt, like bee boy.
That's actually like, I think a joke I heard by some stand-up comedian where there's no B batteries. There's A's, there's C's and D's, but B batteries is just a stutter.
So there's a planning scene, Tony Trucks is talking to Ray, tells him that CID can make his life miserable.
Yeah.
And then Eric shows up, says, don't do anything stupid, because this guy's got an S belt on. Did we already talk about this?
Well, yeah, that's like number six. People said S belt a lot.
So now we're running the op, and Ray's going into the cafe.
Right, and Ray's driving, and inconspicuously next to him, someone decides to wrap themselves up in a giant blanket and holding up binoculars, sticking out through the face.
We don't know who that was.
No. I imagine it was Greasy Beard. It must have been Greasy.
He is the best at disguise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's disguised as a seal.
So, Ray goes into the cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments on Ray entering the cafe?
It's like fucking stare down.
Yeah,
it was very Western.
It seemed exactly like a Western.
The guy that was like texting on his phone while just like staring at Ray, I thought that kind of looked hilarious. Because he's just like not even looking at his phone and just like,
And like, so now they've said like S belt and they've like let us know like six or eight times that this guy wears an S belt. There's another scene where just like for 2 seconds, there's a scene where Jay's like, don't let him blow his S belt, like reminding Ray that the guy's gonna have an S belt. It's like, oh god, I fucking hate this show. I fucking hate this show so much.
The thing that I liked about Balladur as the bad guy was the scene where he stares at the plane, the drone, and then when he comes in here and stares down Ray, and they have this big stare off. And then later on, when he's talking to Mandy, he's just like, dun, dun, dun! His eyes are like, wow!
And he taunts her really well. It's just like, you don't even know what you're fighting here.
Yeah.
And then she loses.
Tell me what I'm fighting!
You're skipping over.
Oh, no.
The chronology is so important.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, we're within like 10 minutes.
So we're at when Balladur runs out of the cafe, right?
Yeah. I love seeing him run. Run away! Here's this like big top guy, and he planned to go in there in the first place.
Yeah.
And he had no getaway vehicle or like security or anything. Yeah. He's completely by himself running away.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Dumb.
Yeah, just in case there's a team of Navy SEALs, I'll just run through the alleyway.
It's like and he had guys in the restaurant are planted to shoot at Ray, but like
only one.
No escape plan, though.
He would have had people outside with him, too. Like, what?
Why wouldn't you have, like, this Ray surrounded and just spray him with bullets? Because, like, the other patrons, they just cowered in fear when the shooting happened. Like, they didn't
They're just there to ask them all. It's...
I would have hired at least, like, five people to, like, shoot at Ray.
Yeah. I think it's pretty bullshit that Ray survived that assault with a close quarter, like,
he got hit in the chest plate.
Once? Like,
he might have gotten more in the chest plate. You don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
No. Yeah, it was dumb. The whole plan was dumb. Like, oh, let's just send Ray in there. It's like, no.
Everyone just looks at him. They're like, yo, Ray.
We need your dark skin tone and curly hairs again.
Yeah.
Get on in there, buddy.
They're sending him in there, like the reality.
They're sending him to his death, and he just agreed to it. And I think he agreed to it because of the emotional stress he was under because of what he did.
No wait, he agreed to it. Like, if his quote unquote brothers asked him to do that, then he would just do it regardless of the guilt. Mm. It's pretty crazy that he was put in that position.
They're like, is the only way we can do it. You gotta go in there.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
That's the only way you do it, because if that guy's in the area, you'll fucking find him. Like,
you can take a handgun if you want.
That was another thing I thought was weird. Okay, it was like almost immediately that they ID'd the guy after they grabbed the messenger, and they knew that the messenger or the guy who was dropping the money wasn't going to be the main guy.
I don't understand how they didn't.
That guy was in the building. They knew where the building was. Get him right away.
But also, yeah. I don't understand how they couldn't, like, believe that the guy watched as a SEAL team nabbed the courier and ushered him away in a van just like a day earlier, right?
Yeah.
And now they're going to go in there and, like, believe that this guy's not going to be extremely paranoid and suspicious?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's just dumb, like, it's dumb.
And why did he even show up? Yeah. Like, why was Balladur even there? They should have just gunned down him. Yes.
Obviously just,
like, it was so stupid. Like, just kill him. Yeah. And then I won't pay him because he's obviously, and like the texts they're sending back and forth on the phone, it probably doesn't sound like this sniper that he hired. Right. Like, all of a sudden, his
grammar.
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, this bullshit, like broken grammar and like strange words, like dictionary words that you've never heard before. And then,
old fashioned or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is the scene I really didn't want to skip over, which we jumped ahead earlier, but Jay goes to the Blackwater lady.
Right.
And he's like,
oh, okay.
Hey, man, I got this drill bit. Could it be your boss that's hiding it from you? Why would he go to her? Why has he not told Mandy about this?
Yeah.
Maybe he has.
I don't get it.
No, he tried to, in a scene coming up, and and just, like, gets interrupted, and the episode ends.
He wants, he wants the money. He wants to run it himself.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't he have even told... So he's told the doctor, but not why. Not the context. But he's keeping it hush-hush. Keep this between me and you or whatever. But it's like, why not tell Mandy? Like, obviously she's trustworthy and, like...
Because she drinks all the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you why he told Amy. It's because they had to end Amy's relationship with Jay so that he could start his relationship with Mandy. And that's why Mandy sort of ended her little flirting with the reporter as well.
So then they can come together
and have their thing.
I don't think she really ended it with the reporter, but he's
like, I feel sorry for you when he left. Yeah. So
that whole scene, I have something to say about that scene.
Yeah, that's the next scene.
Now because it's the next scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're in chronological order, so it's allowed.
Point of order, if we want to learn anything, we must respect.
Point of order, Lisa stinks.
Yeah. Anyway, so in that scene, it's basically like a rundown of how she lied to him to get out what she wanted, and how the journalists at the end essentially say, oh, I guess he put the mission ahead of friendship. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Which was so fucking pathetic that a journalist would say that, like, you hurt my feelings. Our friendship means less to you than our mission, not journalistic integrity. The importance.
And he'd known her for 2 weeks or something.
They don't have a great friendship. Like, I think that, and he knows that all she does is bat her eyes or whatever. It's not like they had any sort of.
But the point is, like, he's a representative for the journalism core in the show, right? And she is basically a freedom fighter of the righteousness of Western culture, and the argument that the journalist should make is that journalism holds power to account, and you can't have a functioning social democracy without having an exposé of fact and truth and trusted sources.
Yeah.
But no, it's friendship. You hurt my feelings. Like, how? Like, you don't even like friends, do you? And he, like, runs away. And
he does say all that, but he does say some of that. But he's more talking about himself, like, I need to represent this, as opposed to...
Yeah.
His argument, like, to her was that, like, it's pathetic that you would put the mission ahead of our friendship. That's, like,
no, but he makes a point earlier. In the middle of the argument. He says, like, I'm a reporter. I have all these contacts. I've built up this reputation, and you did this to me, and now that screws that up. Also, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, but that's also, like, so his first argument is all about his reputation, and she's like, sorry that I put the mission ahead of your reputation. And it's not about his reputation, it is about the reputation of journalism, and, like, its importance, and, like, everyone. And, like, the culture that she claims to defend. Like, it's very, like, pernicious, this whole scene. I really had a problem with it.
Yeah.
And then in the end, the reporter is, argument is basically like, you hurt my feelings, how dare you? And she's like, yeah, well, maybe, like, my mission is a little more important than your feelings.
I have a feeling that they're going to make her look bad for sacrificing everything for the mission. That's the feeling that I have.
There's not going to be anything like that. I don't think so.
In the long run.
I think the end of the season is just going to be like, look at this, like, mineral extraction company that, like, got greedy, and they killed a few of her boys and brought to justice.
Black, like, the Blackwater is going to be the big baddie. Whoever, it's going to be Americans, I think, that are going to be...
Well,
yeah, it'll be some company. American company. Like, anti-big corporation is very kind popular of. Right now.
Yeah, totes.
But it is going to be, like, not the military.
No, it won't be the national military. No. It will be private contractors. Yeah.
Okay, so now we get to see Ray crying.
Right.
Yeah.
How did he get that video?
Oh, yeah.
How did he get that video?
I didn't even think of that.
I thought he was playing video games, and then I was like, oh, shit. It's
Why would anyone ever give him that video?
Give it a paper, can I get that video?
maybe he asked the kid's dad for the video, like... I don't know. How did he
do that? Well, maybe it's just, like, on YouTube or whatever.
Like, the dad posted it on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's my kid dying.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But what I'd like to know at this point, Adam, who was your saddest seal?
You were just trying to help.
Whoa, no, we're not done
yet.
What?
We got a whole other scene,
my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do you not like write things in chronological order?
Do you not know civility and tact?
Hey, anyway, Jay and the CAA lady are chatting.
Yes,
Ray, it's Mandy.
What about Ray's Bible though?
Oh,
he keeps it under his pillow.
Yeah.
So,
as soon as
he picked it up, it was like,
yeah, he's half Jewish. He's half Jewish, half black. That's his background.
Our son Shlomo is working on a kibbutz in Haifa. We're schlepping him some kreplach.
They're Jewish, all right.
Is it?
I think so.
Hmm.
Remember when he was talking with his wife about how her husband accepted, like, a half Jew, half black guy?
But when he goes, like, earlier in the season, they go to, like, a church, and Ray knows all the scripture. He quotes stuff.
I'm pretty sure he's half Jewish.
He quotes the Bible like there's no business. Like, he is Christian.
I know that his wife is Muslim, and there was a conversation about how her husband, her dad, accepted him even though he's half Jew, half black.
So she's Kurdish.
But he may be, like, I guess, of Jewish heritage, but he's not Jewish. As far as religion goes.
He's Christian.
I guess not. He really liked that Bible.
He quoted the Bible. Yeah. He was, like, rattling off Bible phrases when him and Jay went to go get, like, I don't know, they were trying to get, they were investigating Nate, which that's done.
That was a long time ago.
They were trying to find, like, the car keys or something, I don't know what, the GPS logs, at the church, for whatever, I can't remember, but Ray is Christian.
Religious studies. Bible through osmosis. Yeah. That's why he peeps it under his pillow.
He knows all the scripture.
Seeped into his brain.
Now Jay and Mandy are talking about...
Trillions of dollars.
So is their relationship going to be Jandy or May?
Jandy.
Burning the midnight oil, right?
Right, she's, lots of coffee.
She's waiting for a reply. Wait, she? No, she's not.
I don't know.
No, that was her. Anyway, she gets a phone call.
Oh, but first she lets Jay know how impressed she was with his sweet tackle with the S-belt guy.
Can I say something about that scene here? At the end of it, so when at the end of the scene, Spence is on top of Jay, and he just
pounding
in his
hard.
Face. No, and he but he says when they pound, he goes boom, and like as in S fast exploding, and then later on, and then at the end of it, what's his face? Beardo says like Vegas, baby, Vegas, or whatever.
I don't know.
The Vegas thing was about the casino quote from The Godfather.
Oh.
Very consistent writing.
But yeah, Mandy.
Except for all these plots.
I like the boom. I really like the boom joke. I think that was that was good.
I think that there's probably like some one writer on staff like that Godfather thing was their thing and they followed it through.
Right.
They made sure that it happened. You know? There's some one prop person who's really focused on like they gotta talk about the coffee and how tired they are and like here's the coffee pot. Hold up the coffee pot, and here's the mug of coffee.
Smell the coffee.
What's the drug that they'd be doing? Donald Trump's doctor was giving it out to State Department officials, and that's why he's in trouble now. It's like Awake Alert One. What the hell is it called?
It'd be like what people use
well, it is.
To stay awake when studying or something?
Yeah. Provigil. Provigil. So you give them Provigil to wake up.
What's in that? That's a brand new. What's the contents of it?
I think it's like Ritalin, so it would be an amphetamine, I assume.
If I was running the Joint Special Operations Command, I'd make sure all my operators are got a lot of Xanax.
I would probably feed them a diet of Xanax on base. And then when they have to go out, you give them a fucking upper, and you're like, go, fucking get it. And then they come back to base, boom, Xanax, and then drugs to make them fall asleep, so clozapam or something. And then
just keep them on a countdown, drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have this regulation with a threat of immediate discharge that when they're on base, they all have to wear slippers.
For relaxation.
I don't know.
What's that, Mario? Cats.
Provigil is a... The generic name is modafinil. But this is what it's called. Have you heard of this drug before, Adam?
Yeah.
It's a wakefulness promoting drug. That's the official like designation of the is like you know there's like non-steroidal anti-inflammatories.
It's a stimulant.
It's a wakefulness promoting drug.
They made that movie about it a couple years ago. It's about the guy starts taking it, he becomes a genius and lives life to the fullest or whatever.
Super genius, I think they called it.
Yeah.
Oh, did that have Jake Gyllenhaal in it?
And they also made a movie about a woman being a super genius, too. I think it was Luc Besson movie.
Mm.
Super Genius Woman, I think they called it.
All right. Are we ready for Set the Seal?
I certainly am.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, well, let's start with Adam.
No, wait. I'm not ready.
Oh.
Because, okay, the way the show ended was... some guy calls Mandy, and she picks it up, and he's like, a terrorist, I guess. No,
Mandy?
Oh, anyways. So, he's like, oh, it's my brother, he's the guy you're looking for, and I'm gonna give him up, right?
Right.
That's the end of the show, I think we should at least mention that. The big plot twist is that the guy they're interrogating, his brother is giving him up. And obviously, then, the guy is not, that's not who they're
going to want. Do you know what the subtitle for the show should be? It should be SEAL Team Middleman.
Working our way up the middleman forever.
Yeah. But obviously, this is just, like, the brother of who's giving him up is probably actually higher up and is sacrificing his brother.
He's higher up in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be someone else pulling the strings.
Okay. Adam, who is your saddest seal?
You were just trying to help, but I was kind of being a dick to him. I'm sorry.
I was never here.
Got so drunk, I peed myself.
I don't know.
Thinking about it.
Well, obviously, I know what your answer is, Adam.
Okay.
Shall I answer for you?
We'll just come back to Adam. He'll get back to me on that.
Could you ask me, Richard?
Matic, do you have a status seal for this episode?
Yeah, obviously the only answer is Ray.
Yeah.
What a fucking wreck.
It really is.
Like, can we just all agree that he's a status seal? Well, there's no, like, there's no way I can, like...
Yeah, he cried at the end. He's so sad. Yeah, he cried.
And also his wife is a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Like, he's got no quarter. All his friends are encouraging him to be a, like, a shithead. Just like, shut up, don't fucking say anything. Essentially, like, we're going to make this go away. Don't worry about it. We're going to make this go away. Like, it'd be, like, insane.
Okay.
Yeah, I can agree. If everybody else wants to agree, I can agree that...
Well, Ray, I can agree, but I could also try and flip it on.
Sure,
flip
go ahead.
Pull a flip. But this is, like, there's a few things I could come up with. One would be...
Give us the top one.
The status seal is... Oh, there are two really good ones.
No, status. That means okay. Top sad.
Status... okay. They're so hard.
Somebody flip on the heads. Obviously it's Ray, so...
It's obviously Ray. But one could be, you know, it's Clay, because he has no idea that his girlfriend's cheating on him.
That wasn't even broached on this episode.
I know.
So it's not...
It's just brooding.
No, there's no reference to it at all.
Yeah, it wasn't even.
And then I'm just going to.
It's about the episode. It's about.
I'm going to tell you the other one.
There's no other one.
Yeah, there is.
That's Carl's not an acceptable status seal.
Okay.
I know who the status seal is.
All right. Let's hear it.
Blackburn.
Oh, okay.
The company.
Explain that.
Yeah, why?
Did you notice how sloppy the American flags looked on his shoulders?
I did.
Yeah, they're very like, low. What the fuck's your problem, man?
You guys notice the wardrobe a lot, the two of you. They're just like always like, oh, and did you see the underwear he was wearing?
You know,
the t-shirt he had on?
Blackburn was dissed by Jay in this episode, which I didn't bring up. But, like, after Jay took him down by himself, and Donald Draper's wife is, like, I thought it was, like, a three-man job. He's like, yeah, but I was by myself, so I did it. And they're just like, well, Blackburn is pretty pissed off. And then mm-hmm. Jay's like, yeah, he fucking chewed me out. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Like, he just like...
it is, like, Blackburn's the dad who's just like, you guys be safe out there.
Yeah.
Play it by the books. And that's what the character.
Richard, how about you? Are you going with Ray?
I'm just going to get on the Ray train.
Ray.
Yeah.
Fine, I'm on the Ray train.
It's hard to find a deeper...
He's living a sad life, and sad in different ways, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Donald Trump sad, and, like, you know, like, sad.
Oh, I don't think there's anything funny about his sadness.
No, like, you know, like, the way Donald Trump uses sad.
Yeah,
like that's you're sad. You're sad.
He uses it comedically. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump is a stand-up comedian at heart.
Yeah.
You know what? I just want to say something to all of our listeners who have made it this far.
Hello.
Check us out on Instagram. Give us a follow.
Check out TV Time. One of our members just posted a fantastic meme. It's going to go viral. Be the first.
Very viral. We're
patient zero. Who's going to be patient
talking
zero?
Talking underscore seals. That's us, right?
What's that?
Talking underscore seals.
Yeah.
And you know, if you have comments that you don't want to post publicly, just send us a DM.
And first person to get us a million downloads gets a free t-shirt.
Yeah. And you know what? You can pick any of our Instagram.
Yep.
And I'll print it on a t-shirt for you.
I meant we'll just buy him some sort of t-shirt, not necessarily a
branded t-shirt. Yeah, but this is like
t-shirt.
The millionth follower.
I was going to get him like maybe a Reebok t-shirt.
Oh, that's a pretty nice t-shirt.